Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Before Christmas, before the holiday, it is Monday. December 19th. No, I just had a brain fart, right? I was about to say March. It's Monday, December 19th. And it is cold outside. That's all you need to know. It's just cold. Don't go out if you have to, if you don't have to. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. We're just here to start your week off with stress relief so you can just get through the weekend, get to the holiday, get to the weekend, and enjoy yourself. Did you have a good weekend? Was your weekend long enough? Probably not. It usually never is. I had a fantastic weekend. I did absolutely nothing. No, I'm lying. I had Friday night I had a good time, and I'll tell you a little bit of, about that in a minute. But right now, happy Earth Day birthday, Born Day, if today's your birthday. And we are celebrating a birthday here at the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show because it was Saturday was the birthday of our beloved Deborah, Move Around with Deborah, every third Saturday on the Female Solution. And we talked about one of my favorite things, and that is the theater, where we went to see the debut of the Harold Washington Center reopening. Yes, theater is back and it's live. And we had a chance to see the Queens of the Policy. Mm-hmm. And it's on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. No, it's not. It's on my Facebook page, Higher Learning TV Show. This phenomenal play was written by, and I'll pull it up for you so you can see, was written by Jamila Tillman, who is the daughter of Dorothy Tillman. And she wrote, directed, and produced this play. That girl is so funny and so talented. And her daughter is even more talented. Her daughter graduated from high school, I think, at the age of 12 and had her PhD by the age of 16. Who does that? I don't know anybody. Well, you do now. Jamila Tillman, that girl is hilarious. If you need a good laugh, you need to go to my page. Actually, not my page, but the Higher Learning Network TV show. And you will get a chance to see just how hilarious this young woman is, because she is simply off the chain. And I'll show you more of the video excuse me, later. But I just got to talk about the app that I just deleted from my phone, TikTok. And if you go on, you will know why I deleted it. And maybe you might want to consider that, too. I just thought I'd share that with you. So the topic of today is, have you been ripped off by CTA, a car dealership, Uber, any of those? Well, some of us have, and we're going to go back in time this morning and talk a little bit about that, okay? But right now, if you are listening or watching online, let us know what city you're calling from, you're listening from, and I'm trying to pull this up so you can see. This is the end of the show, and it was simply hilarious. And I want you to hear a little bit of it. And turn it up. They might be able to hear it. It was so nice. But to introducing the cast there. And that's just the cast after the show. I cannot pull up the, the actual play because, you know, you don't want people to see that. You need to go see the play. So if you, all you have to do is go to BroadwayInBronzeville.com. It's at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, the Performing Arts Theater. It's called Queens of the Policy, back in the day. Remember Policy? You remember Policy back in the day? Did your mom send you to play 50 Cent on a number tone?
No.
Pay a quarter on the... On the
no.
Really?
That was before my time.
That was before your time? Now, you know you lying. You know he lying. We're the same age, okay? And I remember it very well. Anywho, if you're listening online, join the conversation after the 7:30 break. Feel free to do so. If you're watching online, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And be sure and check out our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show, and my Facebook page, Zelda Speaks, or You can also remember to set your DVR for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And I forgot to mention that you can also download the CanTV app, where our show will be streaming live. Everybody's show is streaming live. CanTV.org, so be sure and download that app. Our executive producer, Naima Latif, will be joining us today. Grand Rising Beautiful Queen Teacher, thank you so very much. And I'm happy to report we do not have to go out in the cold today. There was no press conference. I was not in a hurry to get out here and be in that cold weather for the gas giveaway. Nope, it's not gas giveaway. It's grocery giveaway today. Dr. Willie Wilson is doing for the holiday. And if I don't have to be out there in it, I don't want to be out there in it. And I know you don't either. So be sure and check out our, I'll pull that up afterwards. But right now, if you are joining us for Monday morning mindfulness meditation, it will be starting shortly. And also, Victor. Hey, Victor, one of our veterans. Thank you so much for joining us. Yes, very cold out there today. I have no intention of going out there. It is. As a matter of fact, let me share with you how cold it is, because if you are headed out and about, you might want to rethink that, because it's just real funky outside. When I say funky, I just mean cold. I don't mean anything else by it. I just mean cold. Funky as in freezing. So let's take a look at your traffic and weather. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Karen Kelly of itix.com. If you are a business owner or entrepreneur in need of anything that you can buy at a big box store, Target, Walmart, anywhere. If you're a business or an entrepreneur, you need to be on itix.com, because you can buy anything. Anything. We bought a car, we've traveled, we've done everything. And you pay. You don't pay money. You pay barter dollars. So, Chicagoland, itix.com. And as we take a look at the traffic and weather, it's mostly cloudy skies. Bundle up, y'all. It's hot. I mean, it's hot. You need a hat. You need gloves, you need boots, you need sweaters, you need jackets, you need all of that. It is 11 degrees outside. It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas because it's cold outside, below zero. It will, the wind chill factor is in the low 20s, a possible blizzard coming up this weekend. High today of maybe 27. Don't count on it. There are no reported delays on Metro, but on CTA, today is the last day to ride the yellow holiday train. So if you haven't ridden it, be sure you get out there and ride it today, because today is the very last day in it, okay? And if you are headed out and about, especially if you have to go to the airport, you should have left about an hour ago. Anyway, it is tight from O'Hare. It is 29 minutes inbound. 29 minutes outbound. It is 37 minutes inbound. On the Eaton's, it's 26 minutes inbound, 24 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, it is 37 minutes inbound, 27 on the reverse. On the Stevenson, it's 25 minutes inbound and 19 on the reverse. On the Day and Ryan, it is 12 minutes inbound, 13 on the reverse. A few delays there at 35th Street. And on the Bishop Ford, it is 11 in and 10 out. And Deuce Harbor Lakeshore Drive, it is 9 minutes in both directions. And that's your traffic and weather, sponsored by Karen Kelly of itix.com. And it is now time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation, which comes from Mike House. And it talks about the gift of faith. On this first day of gratitude, I give thanks for the gift of faith. Faith, the perceiving power of my mind linked to the pictures from my imagination. Ooh, let me read that again for you. Faith, the perceiving power of my mind linked to the pictures from my imagination is always activated to make ideas become reality. What am I holding on to as a dream or vision to have expressed in my life, affairs, and world experiences? Do I want more joy or that which adds to a state of confusion? What I focus on will manifest itself. Therefore, I need help to keep a careful watch on thoughts and visions I entertain in my mind so that I produce the best outcome for my life. As I keep my mind focused on the goals of the day ahead, I know my faith is strong in the one presence, in the one presence, and the one power at the core of everything. I am grateful to see the preferred future, and know with certainty that all is well. Divine mind, divine creative spirit, thank you for this day. My faith keeps me whole, for it grows, expands, and comes to life when given an invitation. In thought, me, in, through me, to link with other spiritual gifts. Allow faith the insurance of things hoped for. That is Hebrews 11:1. And that's your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And that is shared with us by Mike. Who's Mike House, Elder? Excuse me. Mike House is the young man who is a fellow journalist and one who I'm on his list, so I read his meditations for Monday morning mindfulness. And I hope that you will share that with someone, too. As we prepare for our Monday morning mindfulness meditation, we give thanks that we are in a position to do excuse me, just that. Because what you are about to experience is the opportunity to calm yourself in times of chaos and confusion. And this is something that you can practice. I spend close to 10 minutes doing this, but you don't have to. You can do it in 30 seconds. But I ask you to spend at least 5 minutes. The first 5 minutes of the day should belong to you. I know you've got responsibilities. You've got to get up, get the kids ready, get the family ready. You've got to go to school, go to work. You've got to do all those things. But you got to take care of you first. Self-preservation is the first law of nature, is it not? Mm-hmm. If you agree with me, put a 1 in the comment section. Yes. You see, what we are about to experience here in the process of breathing, of using our breath, you see, the breath is the first line of defense. It will help you keep your sanity in times of chaos and confusion. You see, there's power in the breath. That's why they don't teach us that in school. Because when you get quiet and you start doing the deep breathing where you expand from the chest, you don't breathe from the belly. Expand from the chest. When you breathe deep enough, your whole body will feel that. And the energy that it takes and the energy that you want, you attract that. So, deep breathing expands the lungs and it triggers the receptors and the happiness gene. So you want to do this. So you wonder why I always have a smile on my face. Because I'm always deep breathing. Especially when folks get on my nerve and don't know the flavor. Okay. Anyway, I digress. So sit up straight, feet flat on the floor, nothing in your chest, nothing on your in your lap, in your hands, your feet. Just get comfortable. Whatever you can do to be comfortable. And let's just start with a stretch, okay? You just want to stretch. Just move. Because the 88-year-old lady in the gym told me, I said, how do you stay so nimble, look so good? She said, baby, a body in motion stays in motion, so just stretch and stretch and stretch. But now, rotate those shoulders left and right. Yeah, get that body some action. It's been sleep all night. got to get it moving, the tendons and the muscles and the ligaments and the veins and arteries. But close your eyes, let us begin the process, and you should not be looking at me. You should only be looking at the inside of your eyelids.
Okay?
So close your eyes and let the experience begin. Inhale deeply. Breathe in. Right time. Someone. Breathing out. And we don't really pay attention to our trying to hear them saying thank you.
breath. Breath of later in life. Thanks for the warmth that we feel in our bodies. Head to the left. Slow down, you're moving too fast. Feeling a stretch in the neck and bring. And when you exhale, slowly rotate the head to the right. Feeling the back front, and as you exhale, look to the left as possibly can, feeling the let me stretch your neck. Inhale deeply and bring that head back front center. Inhale deep to the right as far as you left. Yes, it feels good.
And look what you have just done for yourself today. Inhale deeply. And exhale. Giving thanks for the power of the breath in which you have now activated. Because if any of your concerns have anything to do with money, this is one that you can practice all day long, especially if you already have the t-shirt. We want you to inhale wealth. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale debt. Let's blow that one up. Inhale wealth. Hold it. And exhale debt. Once more, inhale wealth. Yes! And exhale, blow it out, debt. And see, this is something that you can practice on a daily basis. Because if you practice it, and you see with yourself, when you see yourself with it in the mirror, see, the fashion designers know that when you are wearing designer clothing, you are showing to the world who you are, what you are. That's how they become filthy rich. So what you can do also do is what I just did, what we just did together, and that is to share what you know, and you can do that by forwarding this video to someone, and you can also get one of the t-shirts that's on our blog, on our page, website at higherlearningnetwork.org. There's a whole slew of them, about a dozen, not a whole slew of them. And when you wear them and you look in the mirror and practice the affirmation, if you just spend 60 seconds a day looking in the mirror and doing that affirmation, and you'd be surprised at what will happen. See, they don't teach you this in school because they don't want you to know. But I want you to know because that's what we do here on the Female Solution. So let's take one long last inhale together. Hold it. And exhale debt. And how does that feel? And that is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And remember, keep that in mind, because the power of the breath is the power that will get you where you need to be in this life. And if you like that, be sure and check out my blog, Zelda Speaks. Not my blog, my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks. And there's also a Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. So check them both out on our YouTube. I'm sorry, did I say blog yet? On our YouTube channel, Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. It is 7:30. It is time for our Monday morning mindfulness break, our first commercial break. And during the break, text somebody and let them know that the Higher Learning Network is on. And we are here to stay with you. So be sure and check it out, and we'll be right back.
Private Chicago contains entry. Community and politician must come together to make a change. No one person can solve the problem by themselves. But I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77th community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Willie Wilson.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
Okay, we'll collect the call in.
Strategies with Shana.
You need to do it right now.
Esquire of
okay.
the Lady Chicago.
No, honey, look, you need to call in because I'm out of commercial break. You need to call in. I'll send you the number.
Soul Bourbon Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
If you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant, our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Back here on The Female Solution, I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and today's topic is, has CTA, a car dealership, Lyft, or Uber, anybody ever ripped you off? Well, that's what we're talking about today. And Victor says, have a wonderful day, Zelda, getting ready for the day. Remember, together we can move mountains and be the change we want to see in the world. You're absolutely right, Victor. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I know you have to get those babies ready for school. So thank you for tuning in this morning and for sharing. Greatly appreciate that. And now we are being joined by, oh, before I do that, because he's getting his lighting situation taken care of. Until he does that, I want to share with you the experience I had this past weekend at the Harold Washington Center, where the Performing Arts Theater, there was a wonderful play on The Queens of Policy. The Queens of Policy, I don't know if you all remember, if some of you are all are not old enough to remember that back in the day, you don't even know where the lottery came from. And we're going to talk about that for just a moment, because the lottery used to be the policy. It was called the policy, and that's exactly what it's exactly what it is now. They just changed the name, you know, and it's just like when stores go out of business and they reopen under another name, that's exactly what happened. So let me pull that up there just so you can see it, because he is still trying to get his... They're called state lotteries. Yeah, thank you, Tony. Yeah, he's still trying to get his screen together. So let me pull this up so that you can see. This is just some of the footage from the show. That is the, that's the cast from the after party. Not after party, after show. What did I say, after party? After show. After the show, you know where you meet with the actors and actresses. And these are just some of the photos that we took. And as you can see, there is the playbill right there, Queens. Maybe if I make that a little bit better. Your lighting is still horrible, Pierre. You got light behind you. Yeah, you need to just get off and just call back on the phone because it's not working. While I show this, as you can see, the playbill there from Queens Policy, Queens of Policy, and there's more of the information with the, more of the videos of the staff, the crew, I keep calling them staff, their crew of the play.
Actors and performers.
Let's call them crew, the cast. The cast of performers. You see, you might see somebody you know. And see the big guy there with the hat on, with his phone in his hand? It was his birthday, so they celebrated
his...
No. I said the big guy.
Right.
Yeah, but there, and we don't want to.
Right.
Yeah, we don't want to let that out the way. Yeah, it's some kind of special. If you see me scrolling through, you can go scroll through it too. Just go to our YouTube page. I'm sorry, Facebook page. It's on YouTube too. Higher Learning TV show. Where I want to find the one with Fifi, because Fifi is the one who introduced us, and I do believe...
If you show any clips, Dorothy Tillman will give you a call.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm gonna pull... There's the one with Fifi right there. Fifi is one of our beloved. I'm trying to bring it, make it big. Maybe if I stop it, you can see it. There it is. Okay. Let me start that over for you. Okay. Her name is Phyllis, but of course we call her Fifi. And let me get rid of that so you can see it. Blackamore, this is not working. You need to call in because that your lighting is off. I keep telling you, your lighting is off. Let me see if I can start the video. So she was sitting right behind me, and we were waiting on the show to start.
Where you at?
Unfortunately, Mr. Blackamore has lighting issues, and we see behind you. Maybe if you put the light to the side of you, because your face is shaded out, and that does not look good on screen. So while he's trying to figure that out, let me remind you to set your DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1, on Channel 19, and you can also download the app, Can TV app. It's CanTV.org, and you'll see, as a matter of fact, let me see if I can pull you, ooh, I think that looks better. Let me see if I can add him to the screen. Oh, my goodness, that looks a whole lot more better. Thank you so much, Grand Rising. Thank you.
Yes. Lighting is everything.
You need to turn something off because I hang your phone up or something.
Okay.
There
goes the phone.
Yeah, it was the phone. Okay, so that is...
Now let me get the volume back.
So the question of the day is, has a car dealership, CTA, Uber, Lyft, or other transportation company ripped you off, or have you had a bad experience? If you've had a bad experience, let us know. But right now, I want to welcome to the show one of our workers here, one of our team members here at the Higher Learning Network, and that would be Mr. Jean-Pierre Blackamore. Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
You're looking fabulous this morning.
A cup of tea will do it every time. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Well, now, I wish I could say I had some makeup on, but I don't. I just put some lipstick on and call it a day. I'm glowing because I'm warm, because there's a lot of folks that's not warm. It's a lot of folks that's freezing. And I must ask those who are watching to please take a moment out of your busy schedule and pray, if you can do nothing else, for somebody somewhere who's sleeping on the ground.
Yep.
You woke up from a nice warm bed, went to a nice warm bathroom, and had yourself a nice elimination. Did you not? Did you have a nice warm towel to put on your face to get the sleep out your eyes? Did you have any of that? Then you are blessed beyond measure, because it's a whole lot of folks, Mr. Blackmore knows that one of the things that we do at the Higher Learning Network is to help the homeless, and that is to help them keep warm. And as you can see, if you go to our YouTube page, which is it's our Instagram page, hln.homeless.project. And there you will see the videos that we take weekly when we go to service them. That's our Instagram page, hln.homeless.project, because they have no one to look out for them. And this is just one, I'm not going to play any of the videos, but you can go through them and see. We're shopping at Walmart, I'm in the car thanking people, and then we make deliveries. It's just, it's a lot of information on this. So please go on there and take a look at it. And know that what they really need is heaters and generators and butane to keep warm, because that is what will help them keep from freezing to death. So please have it in your heart to share with them. They're only $9.97. The butane is only $9 and less than $10 at Walmart, where you can go and get it. So thank you so very much for having an open heart. And the 10 cities that we go to are on Des Plaines Avenue between Roosevelt Road and Taylor, and then there's another one on Chicago Avenue between Sacramento and Kedzie. Take them coats, gloves, scarves, and if you don't have money, take them something just to keep them warm, okay? So, and by the way, you can send that to, if you want to make a donation, you can send it to the higherlearningnetwork.org. It's a nonprofit organization, and all you have to do is send a donation. And, might I add, it's tax deductible.
Really need the help.
Yes, it's not like they're out there. It's not like they're out there because they don't have anything else to do. They're out there because they're homeless. And someone somewhere is one check away from being homeless. So you want to keep that in mind. What goes around comes around, and it's good karma. So be sure and share this with somebody. But today we're talking about how you've been ripped off by the system, and the system meaning a car dealership, CTA, Uber, Lyft, or any of that. And Mr. Blackmore, one of my team members, is had that experience. And when he told me what happened, I said, well, maybe you should come on the show and talk about it, because if it's happened to you, it has not. It probably has happened to someone else. Now, I want you to start with the issue about your mom so we can get an update on your mom. And what's her name?
Well, my mother's name is Edna Irma Blackmore. She had a stroke a little over a month ago. She fell out 5 times. I had to lift her up. One time she fell out behind the bathroom door. I had to break the door down. So subsequently, she injured her arm from the shoulder to the right elbow, and it was bleeding. I had to bandage that up. And my mother was refusing to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
She said they'll keep me. My mother doesn't like hospital, which a lot of people don't like hospital.
Okay.
So she refused to go. And policy with the Chicago Fire Department is if you don't want to go, they cannot force you, and you will sign a waiver to the effect saying that you refuse to go, so the Chicago Fire Department is not liable. So I called my brother. My brother was number 3 with the Chicago Fire Department. He was chief deputy paramedic of the Chicago Fire Department, and he came over. He helped me assess the situation, which we disagreed. I assessed my mother had a stroke due to the fact when I asked her how she felt, she said her legs felt like lead. Whenever your legs feel something like Led Zelda, you've had a stroke.
Mm.
Okay. Then the disorientation in her eyes, she was looking down at the floor. So he didn't agree with that. Okay. He said he had 27 years. I'm also a firefighter, EMT, A, ambulatory. He's an EMTP, which is paramedic. They get more training. So he decided he did not want to take her to the hospital. But bear in mind, the time is critical to get the person who has had a stroke to the hospital in time so they can administer the proper medication. 18 hours passed by Zelda before my brother actually took my mother to the hospital. Okay. And my mother was coherent after the stroke. That's what she was saying. I don't want to go. She also said, don't call Dwayne. Dwayne's my brother, Dwayne Blackmore. And, of course, I said, no. No, I'm calling my brother. I can't call the father. I needed to call him so we could help carry my mother out.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was dead weight.
Of course.
When you have a stroke, what it is, your brain is blocked oxygen and blood. So therefore, it cannot function properly. So the functionality of her legs was gone. They were dead. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to carry my mother out. Of course, if we would have taken our mother at that particular time, she would have been much better off. In her present state now, and that's another subject, rehabilitation places, which are basically also nursing homes. The law that was sponsored by some lawmaker, I'm still doing research
do
on that individual.
Jim Miller.
They passed a law that says you cannot have guardrails on the side of a bed in a rehabilitation or a nursing home, which is totally idiotic because a home has the same beds that a hospital has, which are the small twin beds.
Mm-hmm.
If you go left or right either way, you can fall out, Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's what occurred to my mother after she was doing well initially at Christ Hospital in Oaklawn, and they moved her to the ProMedia rehabilitation place across the street. Over there, they weren't doing their job. My mom or other people in her situation need to be administered stool softeners because they cannot get up and go to the bathroom themselves. Now, you might not know this, but inactivity on the individual can make your stool harder than if you're constantly moving. Okay, so what happened, her rectum was ruptured, and she was bleeding. She was bleeding internally. My mother almost bled to death.
Oh, my goodness.
Got down to a 6.5 blood count. Anybody out there in YouTube land, if you know about medical issues, 6.5 is critical. You have 15 hours to reverse that situation, or otherwise you're dead.
Mm.
Okay. And on top of that, my mother said you're a Jehovah's Witness where you cannot administer blood. You can only administer blood plasma.
Mm.
Blood plasma does not carry the oxygen throughout the body where real blood does. So you're probably getting half of the action that you would get from if you use real blood. So it was touch and go. I mean, all we could do was pray. That was left in God's hands as to whether my mother was going to survive. Miraculously, she survived.
Mm.
And she was doing better. But subsequently, hospitals are so crowded nowadays, Zelda, that they require after you have been administered the proper diagnosis that you're supposed to get, you have to leave. Whether it's going home or to a rehabilitation place, they will not keep.
Whoa! And your mother had a stroke. You know what? Just to interject here, I was listening to the news the other day, and I heard a nurse come on and say,
If you come to the emergency room, expect to spend 8 hours to 3 days to see.
Right.
I was like, what?
So, subsequently, she recovered enough to go to another rehabilitation place. This one was out in, what country club here? Anyway, it slipped my mind. She was there, and she fell out the bed, so.
Uh-oh, not a good thing.
I can show you pictures of the furniture. She's in the room by herself, even though it's two beds.
Mm-hmm.
On either side of the individual beds is a dresser drawer that has sharp edges, which, of course, all dresser drawers have four corners.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sharp. If my mom had hit her head on that dresser drawer, she would not be here today.
Wow.
Thank God she didn't fail and avoided that when she fell out the bed.
Mm.
That was not a good situation. So they rushed her back to Christ Hospital. She stayed in Christ Hospital about a week, and now she's out in Homewood at another rehabilitation place. So, we're hoping that she's doing better. She wasn't able to swallow, so she has an intravenous tube to provide her nutrition.
She still has that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
She still has that. And now her right side is paralyzed.
Mm.
Or I can show you videos that I took. I had handed my mom a bowl of soup. Test the waters. She grabbed the bowl of soup with her left hand and started feeding herself with her right hand. And of course, I was clapping for that because... God bless you.
Thank you.
That's showing that she's doing better.
Mm, that's a good sign. I need you to hold that thought for just a moment so you can come back so we can talk about how transportation got into the conversation. It is 8:03. Our break is supposed to be at 8 o'clock. And you're listening to John Pierre Blackmore tell a story about how his mother's stroke affected his ability to go see her. And that's how we came up with the topic, how has a car dealership, CTA, Lyft or Uber, any of the other transportation systems ripped you off. So that's what we're going to talk about. You stay close, and while we're in commercial break, feel free to check out the information on helping the homeless. So just stay.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Susan Essentials leads you to wellness by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Joining us back here on The Female Solution. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and reminding you to help the homeless. It's freezing outside today, y'all. It is freezing. Some of you all don't have to go outside. I am one of those, and I am grateful for it, but I'm also grateful that there's somebody listening who will find it in their heart to make a donation or go to Walmart or Target or Home Depot or somewhere and get some butane and take it to some homeless people. The ones that we go to, as you can see, are on Des Plaines Avenue between Taylor and Roosevelt and also on Chicago Avenue between Kedzie and Sacramento. And this is from our homepage on higherlearningnetwork.org, where we help the homeless stay warm, and we hope that you will do the same too. Tax-deductible donations can be made at higherlearningnetwork.org. I'm not going to play any of the videos. You can go and see them for yourself. But we just ask that you have a heart and help those who can't help themselves. And we thank you in advance because it is a tax-deductible donation. As we get back to the subject at hand, it is 8:08. We are speaking with HLN team member, Mr. Jean-Pierre Blackamore, and we're talking about how car dealership, CTA, Uber, Lyft, or any other transportation has ripped you off. And before we went to break, we were talking about his experience with his mom, how he wound up having this experience. So you were talking about the progress that your mom has made after being in the hospital. Now, when you left the hospital, that's when the drama began. So share with us that experience.
Well, you have to understand, rehabilitation homes and nursing homes are regulated by the state, but they're loosely regulated by the state. And that's to say that they're basically short of staff. It's kind of like what the CTA has been doing for many years.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have conductors that would look out on the side of the train,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm,
the driver of the train is called the engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, sometimes they have trains that are 25, 30 cars long.
Yeah.
You cannot look from the front of a car and see all the way to the back of a car.
Nope, you can't.
That's why people have doors slammed on them. And sometimes the train moves when people are still trying to board.
Mm-hmm.
So the CTA thinks that they can save money, but in the end, they're losing.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the multi-million dollar lawsuits that are filed on behalf of the people that have been injured because of this oversight cost-effective measure that's in reality not cost-effective at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the nursing homes and rehabilitation places are basically utilizing the same methods. They, where my mom was at, they have one nurse, Zelda,
mm-hmm,
for eight people, which is nowhere in the world.
Did you say 80?
Yes, ma'am.
80.
80.
One nurse for 80 people. That is unheard of.
Okay. Some of them don't even have a doctor on staff. They have a nurse practitioner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that's cost effective.
Right.
Them.
Right.
A nurse practitioner,
whole lot less than a doctor.
Excuse me?
Whole lot less than a doctor.
Right, you can get four nurse practitioners for the price of one doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And they're utilizing that. I mean, it's the same at the healthcare centers. They now have the utilization of nurse practitioners instead of doctors. Okay. So I went up in there, and I'm looking at my mom, and I don't see any nurses.
Mm.
Okay, I was with my aunt that day. My aunt took me out to Palos Heights. That's where the place was.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's at Homewood. It's the same corporation, ProMedica, that runs these organizations. And I found the CNA, Certified Nursing Assistants,
mm-hmm.
that provide help to one nurse. And what they do, they make sure temperatures don't go overboard. They also have individuals that will wash the people up. And also make sure the feeding tube is correct so it's not clogging. Make sure they administer stool softeners because a lot of people are in my mom's situation where they cannot get up and go to the bathroom themselves.
Right. I need you to forward fast this into the experience, though. I need you to do that because it's 8:15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, the experience is
leaving the hospital. Leaving the hospital. Let's start there. You called Uber.
Right.
And you were where?
Out in Pillows Heights.
And where is that?
Pillows Heights is southwest of Chicago.
Okay.
Like, if you go on 95th Street, you would hit Evergreen Park first,
uh-huh.
and Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Pendleton Heights is way further.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the deal is, these prices that they charge, I'll give an example. From my house to a Jewel is 10 blocks there.
Mm-hmm.
On a livery cab or a marked taxi cab. I say marked cab. Those are the cab. I'll give the example. Yellow cab couple. All right. Which is out of business now. They're defunct. You might see yellow cabs, but yellow cabs are subleased. And that can be determined on the front door. It'll say individually owned by whoever. But this is a rate sheet from a cab company. My grandfather owned 30 cabs.
Wow.
I've been involved with the cab company since I was a child.
Mm.
I actually own 4 cabs myself.
Mm. Okay.
By Uber and Lyft coming in and taking a taxi medallion, that's a little silver object on the hood of a taxi cab. You still have to buy the car. The medallions were $300 by themselves. That does not include the purchase of an automobile.
They're now
$35,
isn't it like $5,000 or something?
You can buy one for $7,000.
So they went up, yes.
So anyway, they tried to charge me $30 for 10 blocks.
For 10 blocks.
Fare. 10 blocks.
$30 for 10.
Blocks.
Okay, now was this prime time? What time? Was this in the evening?
This could be prime time or sub-prime time.
Because I know they do charge more in prime time.
This was subsequently done on Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. I did this and I made records. I took screenshots because they give you an estimate
uh-huh.
of the price of the ride.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you got to be kidding me because like I said, I've got the City of Chicago sanctioned rate sheet right here in my hand,
uh-huh.
which are the current rates. And the current rates, mind you, yeah, I'll give you a quote. Current rates are 5 blocks, $4. 10 to 11 blocks, $5.25. And this is about to go up because the city is taking in mind the price of gas going up. So in order for a driver to make some money, the prices have to go up. But what Uber and Lyft has done, Zelda, when they came in, they actually had a meeting with the black-owned livery services because, as we well know, the black neighborhood does not get the colored cabs to come in their neighborhood for whatever reason, and I won't go into that.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to get our own cabs to service our own areas.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's what we did. Persian Livery, Jet Livery. Persian was the only cab company in the city over 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Had over 100 cars.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a meeting with them. Basically, Uber stole the idea from the black livery companies to use, bear in mind, a regular automobile as a taxi cab. But look what they did, Zelda. They changed the name from livery or taxi cab to what? Ride share.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the name. Okay. Changing the name does not change the concept of what's being utilized.
It doesn't.
Okay. But we didn't know what they were going. I was at that meeting. That was over 7 years ago when Uber first came to the city.
Mm-hmm.
And what Uber did is undercut the prices of the taxi cabs and the livery cabs. Oh, everybody's excited. Oh, it's so cheap. Once they established dominance over the city of Chicago, they went wild. They put Yellow Cab out of business. So the company that's been in business since 1910, put them out of business. How do you do that? Okay. Yellow was slow to recognize using the app. Now, every marked cab has the app. You see the curb. You're familiar with curbs, the URB, and all those other apps. They were too slow utilizing that. So they filed bankruptcy, went out of business. Smart enough to sublease their name as a franchise like Burger King, McDonald's, KFC.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason you still see those cabs.
Mm-hmm.
But after they established dominance, they're in the pocket of our mayor, by the way, and other subsequent mayors across the United States.
Of course.
Because you have to have a chauffeur license to drive a rideshare. It's not the same, bear in mind, as a driver that's driving livery or taxi cab. And I actually have one of those because I actually drove for Uber when they first came out.
Did you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I still got the license. I drove for Uber 2.5 years.
Mm.
But then they started stealing money from the drivers. Okay. Which they're still doing. Back when I started, you would actually see the price that the customer paid, and you would get the lion's share of that. Talking to drivers now, they get a screen on their phone. That's how the app works. And the customer gets a screen. The customer screen utilizes the price that they're paying for the ride. The driver's screen utilizes how much money they have stolen, and additionally, they're going to pay that driver. So for a $20 fare, a driver only gets $8. So
that's not, oh, wow.
Right. I mean, you can do the math.
Yeah.
Uber gets the rest of it. They're taking the lion's share. So like I said, they have established dominance in the taxi and all over the world. This is not just Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They have established dominance around the world. You can be in Cairo, Egypt, and get a Uber. In London, England.
Wow.
Okay. In Morocco. You can be anywhere in the world and get a Uber now.
Mm. Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world and get a Uber. They even have Ubers in Gary, Indiana, which, you know, Gary doesn't really have that many people because of the steel industry left Gary years ago.
Right.
But still people need to get around. Especially in weather like this. I mean, it's like 15 degrees out there right now. And I checked this morning. They've gone up even higher because it's cold out. So they're squeezing the consumers.
everything's on our back.
Right, and nobody can't do nothing about it. If you're complaining to consumer services, of course, consumer services is the agency that runs taxi cabs and livery and rideshare.
Right.
They're not going to do anything.
Of course they're not going to do anything because it's in their pocket. It's 821 if you just joined in on the Female Solution and you want to join the conversation, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. As a matter of fact, we've got some calls. We need to take we don't want to keep our callers on the phone too long. 706-202, you are live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. That is Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia.
Grand Rising, Sister Zelda, and greetings to my brother Bianchi. And, you know...
No, that's not Bianchi. That's John Pierre Blackamore.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
Sounds like him, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He got that slow... get you to the point.
Yeah.
That baritone, but that slow get to the point. But what we're hearing and what we're sharing is you know, this is about, like he said, this is to the consumer to squeeze them. I worked for FedEx for over 23 years, and the part that concept of overnight delivery, that was the part in which Fred Smith took as a paper that he got a D on, and he went back and showed his professor after he became a billion-dollar company in less than 10 years. It's because they understand transportation and what has to be, you know, delivered to people overnight, and now they've got it even to the same day service. The thing is that it's part of what they use to move the people to consume, and they know it's a very important factor in the economic world. So what they've done is they've taken that concept that was done with FedEx and UPS, those two, and they've taken it into transportation, because transportation right now is a key point in how we have our economic wealth and our economic consumers. It's
mm-hmm.
because this is why the railroad right now is getting the government to move, because everything is going to run by rail, because 2050 agenda is to have the trade road, the same thing that China's doing across the world, and that everything is going to be moved by rail. And so by water and by rail and on land, that's why they're making the electronic trucks to do that delivery service. The thing that they're looking at is being able to have control over consumers, and that's
mm-hmm.
what they're doing with this, because we created Jitney. It was created back in the early 1900s. It's because transportation, people couldn't afford cars, but they had to get to the stores.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the way they which design areas, what they call food deserts.
Mm-hmm.
They have less markets in the hood than they do in the gentrified areas. So getting a person from point A to point B, and Uber gets a big clientele Friday and Saturday nights, because what are people doing? They don't want to get a DWI, so what do? Take it
mm-hmm.
to the club, have somebody to come pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
So they've already calculated through technology how to create wealth for them by using people's needs. And this is a challenge that we have as a people, because of the way they situate and create urban areas. Urban means you're banned from nature. In a rural area, we basically everybody has a truck or a car, and they know how to get around. There's not a lot of Uber service there in the area I'm in. You know, to get an Uber, you're going to pay out the pocket.
Oh, yeah.
So the thing is people keep their vehicles and be able to transport themselves back and forth. The city was cut off, and you saw that in Jackson Park and over there on the lakefront. They cut the L off.
Mm-hmm.
They cut the transportation to the coming from downtown. They do that in order to know that we have to mess with them economically. And that messes with people's economic, you know, they can't work. They can't get to point A to point B or to get to the grocery store. You used to see jitneys lined up in front of grocery stores, Red Rooster and all of them, A&P, to transport people to take their groceries off. When I was a kid, we used to get our wagons, and them little wagons we would get, put people's groceries in it and walk old ladies home and get a nickel or a dime. And that's where jitney came from. The word jitney means a nickel, you know, 5 cents, a cheap ride. So we're looking at, you know, the economic attack on our people as being able not to be able to get the services that they're needing because we're paying taxes, but they're cutting off the transportation, the CTA. You know, used to be you got a little token that you could just drop in the box. Now you got to get a card because everything has gone into technology.
Right.
So, you know, and I learned how to drive because my mom's, my stepfather was a jitney driver. And learned to drive 2 feet because, I mean, you talk about the little round seat and the blue cabs up and down South Park.
Yeah, now can't drive.
Right, but you only could go from 35th to 55th. That was the length, maybe from State Street back to Lake Park, because those were our areas, and this is the way in which we got around, because you had to have a little bit of money to own a car, and then the parking in the city is also, you know, really hard because you can't only park in neighborhoods. And all of that was a factor in how they began to create this way of new wealth. And like you said, around the world, because people are now getting transported because you're getting people from this country going into other countries, and they need to be able to have service. And this is part of a greater plan that they have in place, and we have to begin to understand and see how this is working, because we are under attack as a people, as a people of color. Because you look at, since I've been talking, there's a child, maybe two children been born. Every 7 seconds, a baby is born. And what they're seeing is people of color are reproducing faster than they're getting rid of us. And they're dying off faster. And so what they're doing is that they're getting ready to become a minority on this Turtle Island. And they're trying to attempt as any way they can to get rid of or incarcerate as many of us as they can, or to even make them stay in that mindset of, I can't make it.
You are absolutely right. And for those who are watching online, I am on the page that Baba Kwame Sanhor sent me. It's called Reason, R-E-A-S-O-N. It's the Reason Foundation. And if you look on there, you'll see the information about, excuse me, the history of jitney and how it came to be and what's really going on in the world of transportation right now. You are so right, Baba Kwame Sanhor. You hit the nail right on the head. And I will post that information on our blog coming up in the 9 o'clock hour when we do the after show with Naima Latif. But it is 8:29. I missed our first commercial break by just a few minutes. So when I come back, I'm going to take more calls, 773-221. You are live on the Female Solution, so stay close, and we'll be right back with more of John P. Blackamore and his store on how the CTA, well, not CTA, but Uber is ripping folks off, and he was one of them. So
Uber and Lyft.
Uber and Lyft, okay? So stay close. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job? relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Our kids, daughters, future should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student's need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
With a simple blood test and food plan, Susan Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Click here to learn more.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Thank you.
Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and we are with Mr. John P. Blackamore, who's sharing his horror story. Let's go to the phone line, 773-221. You are live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment?
Yes, Andrew Clarence Merrill Nelson, also known as Admiral Nelson Bay of Chicago, Illinois. I remember he hit me. I remember my mother and I, we would go, you know, the St. Mark from like 2616 South Parkway before it became King Drive. We'd always take a 3 or 4 going south. And then sometimes we would go to Mr. G's grocery store on 29th Street. And we'd take a jitney and we'd go around like 35th King Drive and that. The drivers, whether it's a yellow cab driver, Uber, et cetera, they have to pay for their own gasoline, right?
I never drove a cab. I couldn't tell you. What, Mr. Blackmore, I assume they do.
Because my question is,
pay for their own gas. I'm sure they do. Of course they do, yeah.
Yes, they do.
I'm developing something. I'm developing something whereby with a card that's under the rubric of Universal Basic Income Treasury Direct Account.
We can't hear you, Andrew.
There's going to be an EBT debit card. We call it Reparations Bank Debit Card, EBT. And you'll be able to buy gasoline, ideally, at Citgo gas stations, because that's a subsidiary of the Venezuelan government. It's in keeping with what Hugo Chavez and now his successor, Maduro, would facilitate black folks in America. You may remember in the wake of Hurricane Katrina when Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela, offered free or very low-cost gasoline to you know, African Americans.
Yeah.
That's still on. That's part and parcel of the reparations via self-determination movement led by Brother Ramzi Yunus of both Atlanta and Detroit. And what we're trying to do as we develop this reparations bank debit card, there's going to be 4 different versions of it, and people will be able to buy gasoline for 8 to 99 cents per gallon, and the card will pick up the difference. So imagine getting gasoline at 8 cents to 99 cents per gallon in that
I
range.
Not that great in Chicago. I don't see that happening here.
The priority would be for cab drivers. I want to bring yellow cab back to Chicago. I want to bring jitneys back to Chicago. That whole concept. And it's revolutionary because business is warfare. Can you give the brother my telephone number, please, so he can call me? I'm a former candidate for mayor of Chicago. And as much as I like Dr. Willie Wilson, I'm really going with Alderman, what's that sister's name? King. Sophia King.
All righty. I'll
I'm
be
going
sure
with Sophia King.
And so that he can contact you. So thank you so much for calling and for sharing that information. And so if you'll finish the story, because we got about 15 minutes here before the show wraps up. Go ahead.
Okay. So subsequently, Uber and Lyft, by the way, Lyft is now owned by Uber.
Okay.
Uber bought them. Okay. So they're working independently of each other, but they're still on the same concept of providing rides for people in the city at inflated price. Okay, because as you well know, the CTA does not run on schedule.
Huh?
They have a schedule that you can use. Chicago Transit Authority, they have an app where you can see, oh, the bus is supposed to come up. What they have are ghost buses that show up on the schedule, but they never actually appear.
Okay.
And the same with the trains. They have ghost trains that never show up. So you're standing out there freezing. So if you have some money, come on, let me grab a cab. And if you're in the downtown area, the Hyde Park area, or the north side area, you can easily get a cab.
Right.
But south side of Chicago, the west side of Chicago, that is not true at all. Okay? That's why we have delivery cabs, which they refer to as bootleggers, which Uber and Lyft stole and call now rideshare. Okay?
You are absolutely
that's what
right.
They stole that, and once they established dominance, they inflated the price. Mm-hmm. And this is, they tried to charge me $80, Zelda.
80?
From 87th and Ashland to your place. $80.
Wow.
That's a $28 to $30 fare in a cab.
So how did you resolve that? What happened?
I called a neighborhood livery and I was able to get a ride.
Oh, okay. They wanted to charge, but they
right. Yeah. I called
okay.
Jet Livery.
Okay, got you.
$28.
Yeah.
$80. I've got the screenshots.
I believe.
And I paid them because I want to go to consumer services and ask them the question initially. How is this possible when they're supposed to be regulated? They are, even though they're called ride share, Zelda, they are still a taxi cab service.
Okay. That makes all the difference in the world.
Like I explained, this sheet, that's regulated by the city of Chicago, the prices.
Okay.
Uber and Lyft are not regulated on the prices that they provide to their clients.
Oh, they are not.
Well, ma'am.
Oh. Wow.
Not at all. They can charge whatever they want. It's like if you go in an individual store in the neighborhood, they can charge you, like, at the service station, $5 for a gallon of milk, Zelda, where Jewel brand milk is $2.50 a gallon. They're squeezing also this little, that's another conversation, though. Your neighborhood service station is squeezing the neighborhood consumers.
Wow.
Right.
And the city allows it.
The city allows it.
And this is the city that works.
Right. And we have a mayor that's now broadcasting the commercial saying how she grew up poor and da-da-da-da-da.
She's copying everything Willie Wilson is saying.
Right. But she's a multimillionaire now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That has forgotten where she came from. You see what I mean? Willie Wilson hasn't done that. That's why Willie Wilson was giving out the money and the gas. Then the mayor comes around and wants to give out city money. Not none of her millions.
Right.
But city money, which wasn't nothing at all.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because if you go on his Facebook page this morning or Facebook.com, Dr. Willie Wilson, or our Facebook page, Higher Learning TV Show, you'll see that he's giving away gas again this morning. I'm so glad we don't have to be there.
His money, though.
Yeah, his money.
The mayor's trying to give away taxpayers' money.
Right.
Nowhere near the amount that Willie Wilson's in here.
Right.
Willie Wilson is a great individual. He has a vision for this city, and it's going to work because Mayor Lightfoot is not getting back here.
Right. Yeah.
No way. She hasn't done anything for the city.
And it's so funny. She's copying everything that he talks about.
Of course.
She's copying everything. Investments in the city. I was like, oh, now she's talking about investments. She wasn't talking about that before he started talking about it.
Well, she knows she's a one-term mayor like Trump was a one-term president.
Yeah. Yeah. She knows.
Okay. She knows. So she's out. Hopefully Willie will get in. He has a lot of ideas, which... The one I really like is bringing back conductors on the L's because it's dangerous. Bringing back the Chicago Transit Authority police. Every major city in the United States has transit police. New York, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Georgia. We had one, but Mayor Byrne disbanded it.
Oh.
Right. For cost-saving measures.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Back then, they had undercovers, Zelda, that actually rode the L's. I know I ran into one, and he was a black guy. I was a Chicago police cadet, which are basically junior police officers. You know, we ride around. We provide neighborhood services in the neighborhood. shoulder. And this guy walked up on me on the L, I believe we was at Randolph Estate. They weren't using 9mm in the 80s, they were using 38. Pulled this 38 out on me and talking about I look like somebody they're looking for.
Oh, no, Lord.
Well, I wasn't scared of them because I haven't done anything, and then I'm a police detective. So I showed him my ID, he apologized, and he said, you're going to be a great police officer one day. Like I said, they had undercovers on there. The criminals nowadays, Zelda, realize those cameras are there for one reason and one reason only, to videotape activity that can later be utilized if a crime was committed. Nobody's actually watching those cameras. Okay. That's why you have people smoking crack cocaine.
Using the bathroom on the plane. The train.
Crack cocaine on the L's and right in front of the camera. I saw one guy actually went up to the camera and blew the smoke in it. Okay. They're smoking marijuana. They sell marijuana, and the police department knows this. Every day it's the same people. When I was taking the L, walking back, and number one, you're not supposed to pass through the cars.
Right.
It says right on the door.
Pass through the cars. It's 847. We've got to get a few more calls in. We don't want people to hang up. We want them to voice their opinions. 872-453. You're live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your comment? Has a car dealership, CTA, Uber, Lyft ever ripped you off? Hi, who's this? Unmute yourself, 872-453. And while they're doing that, let me remind you that the monthly Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest is coming up the last Saturday of this month, December 31st. Youth ages 13 through 19 can send in a one-minute video audition via YouTube. You can make your own channel on YouTube. It's free. And send that link to hlntvshow@gmail.com to win prizes, cashes, and scholarship. Did I say cashes? Yes, cash. Scholarship.
Well, you're on Washington scholarship at that.
Here in Washington. Yes, you saw that, huh? Okay, 872, you're muted. I don't know what's going on, so we'll go to the next call. 773-977. You're live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, good morning to all. This is Lois in Chicago, Illinois.
And hi, Lois.
Hi, everybody. You know, it's sure good to be alive. And, you know, if we do the right thing when it comes to Willie Wilson, this time, I think that we can get out of this virus and everything else that's going on around here. However, we see what this Lori Lightfoot has been doing for us. So, you know, why don't we all just take a chance?
Yeah,
that's all I can say this morning. Willie Wilson, I think, it needs the opportunity to at least do like some of these other mayors claimed they were going to do for us. No one has helped us. They've helped the foreigners. The foreigners have been helped, and they're still protecting them, and we've never been protected. We've never received anything. Thank you so much for this time. This is Lois in Chicago.
Thank you, Lois in Chicago. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. Let's try to get this other call in before we leave. Hannah's still up, 872-453. Have you taken yourself off the mute button, and while you do that, maybe we can show the gas and grocery giveaway. If you go to his Facebook page, Dr. Willie Wilson, Dr. Willie Wilson. Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, I just sent you a piece. You're talking about Uber, and the part about it is when you research and find out, the person that started Uber is from Iran.
From Iran?
Yes.
Wow. Like Iraq, Iran?
Well, we fought, and what we sent our troops over there to fight with Bush, and when all of them sent over there to fight for the oil, this person has come to this country and made themselves wealthy. I sent you the history of Uber. We have to begin to look at the follow the money trail.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He started it because he couldn't get a ride, him and another person that started it. They couldn't get a ride in Paris And so they had the concept of saying we will provide a service with technology that people be able to call. That's why it's worldwide.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow, I'm trying to pull that up now. There it is.
I sent it to you in a text.
Yeah, and I just sent it to my email so I could pull it up on the, there it is, so I could pull it up on the internet so people can see it. And for those
So you've got people that fought in the war are fighting to pay for a service that we fought for them to come here and make a business out of what we had created as Africans here in America to transport each other.
Mm. Okay, here it is. I'm pulling it up on the screen right now. What is Uber all about? Fun facts about Uber's history. And you can go there on the website, and it is called uber.com/. I'll put it in the comment section so you can see it, but that's what it looks like right there. And you can go, and I'm going to read just a tiny wee bit of that for you. Let me pull it up there. What is Uber all about? Fun facts about Uber's history. That's the website that you can go to. Just go to uber.com, and there's the information there. But they're talking about the history of Uber and how it got started. And it's way too much information to share on this show, so because we need to finish the show. But I'm going to put that information on my blog and on the Higher Learning Network blog, and I'll share that information. Okay, so you can read that on your own as we continue. Worldwide. Yeah, and whoever would have thought it came from Iran. Yeah. So if you just joined us in today, it is 8:53, got about four more minutes. We're going to wrap this up with Pierre Blackamore and how he has had an incident, experience, whatever you want to call it, with Uber.
Revelation.
Yeah, of how it's affecting us in the community. If you'd like to get your calls in, you got about 2 minutes, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. Okay, you want to wrap it up, Mr. Blackamore?
Well, basically what it's doing, Zelda, is squeezing the community. That's like those red light cameras for squeezing the community. Y'all don't know what they would do. The fees would double if you couldn't pay them initially. Then they would tow your car and attack your bank account. This was under Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
Oh, wow.
And the majority of the cameras were in minority areas. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you went up north, they even had one on 55th Street going towards Hyde Park. But by the power that Hyde Park generates, they took it down.
Oh.
But the other one is still up when you go across 57th Street. But the political power behind Hyde Park and also the University of Chicago, people might not realize the atom bomb was created at the University of Chicago.
Wow.
Right. The bomb that was dropped on Nagasaki, Japan, and the other city that stopped the war, that bomb was made at the University of Chicago.
Mm.
Okay. University of Chicago wields immense power, not just in Chicago, but in the world.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So they pulled that little stunt.
Mm-hmm.
And, but otherwise, the red light cameras are still in poor brown and black neighborhoods. Okay. Even though we have a brown mayor
who
on her campaign promises she was going to get rid of all of those.
Don't mean nothing.
It didn't mean nothing, so she has not fulfilled any of her campaigns.
Because I am a witness, honey. We were on five. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I want to be sure you heard me. 5 payment plans for all the tickets that we get illegally and have to keep going to court. It's like I just may as well get a room in the court. They throw them out, but the fact is you got to go in there.
You got to go in there. Okay. And the thing on the red light cameras, it doesn't matter if you're a police officer or not, because that's the computer that takes the camera. If a police officer don't pay no fines, they get suspended. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not like an individual writing out the ticket. The computer takes that with the picture. So it's logged in the system. You can't take that out.
Wow.
But it's big business.
Yes.
Okay. And basically it puts a squeeze on the consumer.
Always.
Those are not being utilized in school zones and park zones. You can't tell me that. They're being utilized in zones to make money where it's a lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's it. But our mayor is supposed to have compassion for the people in her new commercial. Oh, how I grew up poor. The mayor has no compassion.
They copying everything Willie Wilson doing.
Exactly.
And a blind man, Stevie Wonder, could see that.
Exactly. So the situation that we're dealing with here is a bad situation because I know it could be done better. If I was mayor of Chicago, I might run.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really considering that. You have to have an ear to the street. You have to know what the people want.
And you also have to know that you cannot be bought, because that is a seat where you will be purchased. And that is the advantage Dr. Willie Wilson has over those who are running. It's like, you cannot give me $50,000 or $100,000 or even $250,000 to pass the bill. Yeah, he got old money. I want to thank you for being a part here on the Female Solution. Naima will have a little slight fit if I don't play the closing at 3.
Come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
The after show. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, you want to comment, press 1 right now, or you may not get a chance to do that. Naima Latif is handling a family emergency, but the after show will continue, and we will be joined by her in just a few minutes. But until she gets here, the after show is live, and you are welcome to share this video with anyone or text someone and let them know the after show is on.
And while she's doing that, I want to point out to you the locations in which Dr. Willie Wilson is giving away groceries and gas, $25 in groceries today. And those locations are as follows. Well, actually, it started already at 8 a.m. at the Pete's Produce, 1543 East 87th Street, and also on 1411 West 87th Street, 9 a.m. He will be Little Village, 3311 West 26th Street, 10 a.m. Montrose Food Market and Deli Market, 6601 West Irving Park, and 11 a.m. 6211 North Nagel Avenue. That is for the grocery giveaway. Now, this is for the gas giveaway locations. People are always calling me at the last minute. I'm like, go to his Facebook page and you will see the information there. So it is every gas station you can possibly think of. 76 in Jeffrey, 78th and King Drive, 87th and 1400 East 87th, mobile station at, the writing's so small, 850 East 63rd, Amoco Station, 4402 West Roosevelt, BP Station, 35th, 342 East 35th Street. You can see the whole, there's a whole line, there's 20 of them, there's a ton of them. I'm not going to read them all, but you can see the information there. So share this video with somebody who needs some gas, for because the gas giveaway is tomorrow, and people are lined up already. And it's cold outside. You know, it's, you really got to be cold to stand outside to wait on a certificate to get some gas, some groceries. You really have to need those groceries. So people are lined up, and it's below zero. It is what? I did the weather this morning. I don't even, it was so cold. I can't even remember what it is. It was so hot in here. I had to turn, I had both heaters on. Now there's only one, and I got a little chill, so, but I can deal with it because I got some hot tea, which is now cold tea because I forgot about it. It's cold tea, but yeah, only 11 degrees today. Ooh, that's a whole lot of cold. So be sure and go to his Facebook.com, Willie Wilson. But now I want to share with you. You know where my head, you know where my heart is. I am always trying to help those who don't have a place to keep warm at night. They just don't have it. And we have it. And we're watching them suffer. What's wrong with humanity? Why are we not concerned about people who are living on the ground in the city of Chicago? Why is that? Well, ever since the death of my little brother, Douglas Robinson, that happened, and I am compelled to do this, to help those who are in need. Because somebody helped me when I was a child. Somebody took me in when my mom died and passed away and took me in. So it's just, you know, it's a village. It's what we used to do. This is what we used to do. We used to take care of people. So I just want to show you a couple of the videos. Helping the homeless stay warm while sleeping on the cold ground in Chicago. This is from my Facebook page.
Right now.
Oh, shit.
Look what we got here. Knock yourself up. Take it. And I'm going to count on you to take some down there. Okay.
Well, there's nobody, like I said, there's nobody down there.
Oh.
He ain't been
well, can
there.
You hold some for
yeah,
them?
Yeah, this brother's my roommate.
Okay, good. So if people know they want to donate, they can, we pick these up at Walmart, they can get at Walmart, Target, Home Depot, anywhere. And this is what y'all need. This is what they need, butane. So now you know what your dollars are spent on, okay? And because of our generous donators, you will sleep warm tonight. So thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Keep some donations coming, KC. Oh, let me go here and get a picture of them.
Yes.
Get it repaired? Somebody ripped it off. But this is where you can come, Penn City, right here. Okay? All right, y'all. Penn City. Thank you.
And that's just one of the many videos. They're on our page on higherlearningnetwork.org. There's a ton of them. Now, that was from the summer. But this is from this was back when it was a little bit warmer too. This is one of my skate buddies at the roller rink. And of course, I can't skate anymore, but I can still play Big Whistle. I will hurt you when it comes to a game of cards. Anyway, I digress. But this is from Val Cersei Cox.
Butane out there, and we've got some suitcases for them. I think they might appreciate that. And that's nice little wheel. Yes, with the... Is it okay if I show your face?
Yeah.
Okay. You have to ask people permission nowadays. And in each one, she's putting a little surprise. We have the butane tanks at Walmart. 16 ounces, so now you know what your money is going to. That's the one we've got another container to pick up, and that's a surprise for somebody.
I'm sure
they'll enjoy it. So thank you, Bab. We appreciate you. Oh, that's nice. Oh, yeah. Actually, we should take one out of here.
And both of them want.
Yeah. Take one out of here and put it in here.
Yeah. So both of them want, too.
So somebody's going to be pleasantly surprised. See, we're thinking about y'all in 10 cities, so don't never think that nobody loves you. But you got people who love you and care about you, don't know nothing about you.
Right.
That's the way we do it. It's a village, y'all.
Village.
And we need y'all to go to the higherlearningnetwork.org so you can be part of the village, too.
Yeah. Thank you.
And that was the first video.
So here's our late night delivery of... we've got someone, Val, actually, one of my members, players, donated some suitcases. She said, they might want some suitcases over here, especially if they got wheels on them. And that's what's inside, the propane. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4. So for those of you who are watching, you want to donate, this is what's needed. Coleman propane tanks. Yes, turn it around so you can see that. See that? This is what y'all can donate. Coleman propane tanks here at Walmart. You get two of them, $10, okay? Oh, you forgot to look at, open it back up. Where is it? Here it is.
There's some money. She put some money in there.
Oh. Yeah, and the same thing in the other one, too. So I just wanted to show people what to do. Thanks for watching, y'all. Please share.
So that is just a sample of what you will see when you go to the higherlearningnetwork.org. It's right there on our page and on... HighLearningNetwork.org website. And people are always asking me, why do you do this, Zelda? Because my little brother, Douglas Robinson, was murdered, and I had no idea that there were so many homeless people. We have been doing this for about 5 years now, I think. I think he was killed in 2017. Yeah, 2017. February, around Valentine's Day, February 14th, somewhere around there. And I had just gotten up that morning, and my cousin called me and said, you need to turn on the TV because I think they just talked about your little brother getting murdered. And I was like, what are you talking about? She said, they're talking about Doug. Yeah, shot and killed. And it just, I was just no good. I'll just put it like that. I am thinking that there must be some kind of mistake. So she said, turn on the radio, and she left the information. And can't get rid of all of these doggone, what do you call them, pop-ups, because they're always trying to get you to buy something. But if you go to Chicago Tribune, you'll see it. Stop. Yeah, I can't get rid of this. Boy, they will not let you do it. They will not let you see the footage until you click on it. I'm not trying to see that. Let me click on special offers to see if they'll let me. Nope, they won't. But anyway, if you go to Chicago Tribune, you'll be able to see the article there. Yeah, because they are not letting me do anything. And I don't know how to get, there's no X on this box, so I can't get rid of it. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. So you can go to Chicago Tribune, go to Google and type in Douglas Robinson murdered in Tent City. Oh, you'll see all of this. There's a whole lot of, he was 57 years young. They've now got him in the National Gun Violence Memorial. And then they also show where a man was charged, another homeless man was charged with shooting him and and killing him, I should say. And some of my family members were like, let's go to court and be sure that he gets his justice. And I'm like, you know what? I have lived long enough to realize that I don't want to go through that agony and that pain, so what will happen to him through the courts, and I don't have to be there. And some may say that I should have been there, but that's their opinion, and I leave them with their opinion, because I don't want to have to relive that pain, because that pain shows up in our body as trapped energy. That's why we have headaches, back aches, arm aches, all kind of aches and pains. I just don't want to go through that again. It was traumatic enough being on display for the public, for the world to see the drama that's going on. And I just wanted to share that with you. So Naima Latif will be joining us, and I've got to send her the email because I forgot to send it to her, so I'm sending it to her now. And if you want to comment, feel free to do so in the comment section. Let us know what city you are watching from. Latif.
Zelda.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I was looking at something because, you know, the tent cities and there are other places around that what they're doing now is getting the military to donate tents.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just sent you a few YouTubes on it. But I saw this in California because I always went out there around Thanksgiving to visit my daughter.
Uh-huh.
And we did the walk for the homeless. And they were putting those people in areas, they would put up a major tent. And that would be the place in which, instead of having all these little tents, they put cots in there and people would come in and they would live in these huge tents, like a little barracks tent. And these were ways in which they had all the people in one place, and they were, you know, they had heaters in there. They had things in which they provided food. And so these are ways in which we're looking at how do we care for, it takes a village to raise a child. And what we're looking at is how do we create the village? And the village is created by those that, not looking at those that created this problem, but those who are in need of help from the people there that can help them. And that's what you're doing, because what happened with your brother, he wasn't born homeless. Something happened in his life that created the environment, the situation, or the traumas that caused him to live in that environment. And so what we're looking at is there has to be solutions, is why y'all call female solutions. What are the solutions for these people that are homeless? There are circumstances and things that go on in that environment of Chicago, and it's basically saying, you know, you go on the north side and you don't see all these homeless people because they create shelters and places to put their people that are having traumas the same way as ours. They create the services and take them out of sight. So what we're needing to do is, how do we do that same solution in that we create environments that is for those people, because they're someone's child, just like that was your brother. That's someone's son, that's someone's daughter, that's someone's brother that are living out there pushing a grocery cart and living out of Samsonite
a glad bag luggage.
Right.
So what we're having to do is am I my brother's keeper? If you have to ask that question, then something's wrong with you, because we're all the Creator's children.
Right. Absolutely. You are absolutely right. Thank you so much. I will post that information on my blog, too. This is from Baba Kwame Sunhorse in Georgia, who is just a wealth of information. Thank you for being a loyal listener on The Female Solution. This article, Military Tents to Serve as Winter for Homeless Shelters in Victorville Fairgrounds. That is a huge tent. Yeah. That's thebomb.com. And they got a bathroom out there, too. So I'll post all that information there. But right now we're being joined by our executive producer of The Female Solution, and that is Naima Latif. Take it away, Naima.
Well, you know, I'm glad that Baba Kwame shared that information. That just lets you know that if we really want to help, there are ways, there are means, there are materials that we can share with those who are living outdoors so that it can be at least bearable and it can be survivable. So we do have to decide that we're going to choose to be more humane. We're going to choose to help people. We cannot have a system that allows people to suffer and punish people for not having money. Money is an artificial construct that doesn't really exist, other than the only power it has is the power that we have given it in our own mind. It does not exist. So the worth of a person cannot be based on something that technically doesn't exist, something that's artificially created, and we can't deprive people of the means to survive because they don't have this artificial thing that has been created that really doesn't exist. We have to choose to make it possible for everybody to have life and health and food and drinkable water, because the earth is giving everything we need to us for absolutely free. So why are we withholding it from certain people? There's not just a little bit wrong with it. Everything is wrong with that. Every system that we have that leads to those people being out on the street, even on concrete, is wrong. Every single system. That's why we have to change it. We have to choose to change it because we have to choose to see that it's wrong. So,
and we have the power to do that.
And we have the power to do it. Just like you can see those army tents. Now, those are living structures made out of heavy material. There's all kinds of ways that you can make it so that people can be safe and warm, and it doesn't take up a lot of space. It's portable, so you can take them, you can place them wherever is an area where people can stay. And who are we hurting by helping people survive? Especially in this winter. How is that hurting somebody? If somebody thinks, well, I'm not getting paid. Well, you're not getting paid anyway. People are homeless. That's why it never made any sense to board up a house and then make people sleep outside. You say, well, I want to get paid for this house. But you're not getting paid for it anyway if it's empty.
Right.
So you'd rather have people freeze to death. Well, then somebody has to pay for a burial for them if they die. So what are we saving by being cruel? Nothing. It's every single system that we have needs to be powered by love and compassion. That needs to be the driving force for what we do, not getting paid a certain dollar figure. And that's why this transportation thing is so, it's outrageous. I remember when they first started, I guess it was on New Year's Eve, one year they decided that there were just too many drunk drivers killing people because everybody was drunk on New Year's Eve. So they had it so that you could just ride the public transportation for free. And they had less fatalities that year because instead of people trying to get in the car and drive, they would just, you know, take a train home. They didn't have to pay any money. So that was the incentive. And then they had it where during COVID, they were making some changes to the bus services, I think, where there was maybe some kind of, there would be some kind of protective shield
But until that time, they really didn't want the passengers to have contact with the driver, so they would just, everybody could ride for free. I don't remember how long that went. I know it might have been as much as a year,
mm-hmm.
in 2020, but you could, you know, you board the bus on the back and just sit down and space yourselves, and they had more buses on the road so people would have more space to sit.
Mm-hmm.
They managed to do that, you know, and people got on, ride the bus, you'd get off, and it was really nice, you know.
Yep.
It wasn't all that insanity that's going on now. People robbing people and, you know, drama and everything. Everybody was well behaved, and the service was free, and they were able to do that. So that lets you know if we really have to do something, we can choose to do it. Just like we can choose to help homeless people with what they need to survive in the cold. We can choose to give them shelter. We can choose to give them. We can choose to do that. It's a choice. We can choose to have a transportation system that gets people to where they have to go and doesn't abuse them and is affordable or accessible. We can choose to do that. And we have the power to choose. What I really liked about the rideshare program was that it was everybody helping everybody. And I liked the premise of that, where the average person could become someone who helps someone get to where they're going. Because
mm-hmm.
the cab business, the way it was, you know, it was very exclusive. You couldn't, you know, get into the business unless you knew somebody or had a certain amount of money and all that. But with Lyft and Uber, you know, the idea was good because it was based on cooperation and participation. Now, what happens is, when you get people who are not, for lack of a better term, I'll say spiritually evolved,
mm-hmm.
where they understand the concept of unity and cooperation,
mm-hmm.
get people who are operating out of their own dishonesty or greed or corrupted spirit where they want to figure out how they can take advantage of somebody, or they can abuse somebody, they can assault somebody, they make it so that system doesn't work the way it was intended to work, where the rider has to worry, is the driver going to drive him someplace and you know, assault him, or the driver's got to worry about is the rider going to pull out a weapon and rob them, even though there's no cash transaction, which was the best thing. If you look at the way the system works, and there's no cash transaction, you would think that should cut down on robbery.
You would think.
But if a person has a mindset to be a robber, to rob somebody, they'll get in that car and take whatever's available. Take the driver's phone. Take,
yep.
you know, whatever personal cash they have, because they're a robber. That's who they are.
Right.
So that lets us know the real solution is to fix what's broken inside the person.
And that requires some work.
That means fixing what is broken inside of a person who harms people. And that's in every single system that we have. We have to fix the people. And then the system will operate the way they're supposed to. Ultimately, we can have a system of living together in harmony and cooperation, where nobody is trying to hurt anybody, nobody's trying to steal from anybody, nobody's trying to assault anybody. We can have a system like that when we fix the people. Because when the people are right, then everything else we do will fall in line. It'll work. Our challenge is, how do we fix people who are broken? And it's real. What was that saying? It's easier to shake a child than it is to re-shake an adult. You know, it's just like when you're making something out of clay, and you know it's in the clay form. You can mold it. And you're making pottery. Then once it hardens, you can't just think that's where it's stuck.
It's over with.
Yeah, that's it. That's who you are. So how do you fix that? Well, yeah, it's not easy trying to
shape an adult who has hardened into what they are.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can do is change the next generation. The children coming up now, we can change what we're doing to them. We can remove the meanness from their lives. All the different things that they have to live through and suffer with and be afraid of because they're living in places where they're abused, whether it's at home or at school, where they're being treated mean for no reason. There's no reason. There's no reason why we're doing things to children. Because they're going to reflect to us whatever we've given them. If we're mean to them, they'll grow up to be mean to us. And they'll be the ones who abuse elders because they were abused as children. So we can step in and fix that now. And we have to do so. You know, there's a lot of things, even when you talk about the transportation situation and children coming home from school. And I know a lot of people, they're frustrated with this. You know, you're on the buses. And the children are getting out of school, and they're just totally wild and out of control and fighting and cursing, and, you know, and so riding public transportation is literally a nightmare when school lets out. And you wonder, well, how do we fix that? Do you have police on every bus? Do you have armed police on every bus? Do you arrest a lot of students? What do you do? And I think arresting people, that's a reaction. And how many jail cells do we have to hold all of the unruly teenagers that everybody is afraid of or upset at because they've made public transportation a nightmare? A lot of them are now out carjacking. And so even riding in your own car is dangerous.
Right.
So we have to do the hard job, and that is to look at ourselves and take responsibility for the mess that we made. Because those children didn't get that way by themselves.
Right.
They're reflecting what was done to them. And a lot of people don't see and hear the meanness with which we treat our children. Because it was done to us. So we don't recognize abuse because it's been made normal.
Right.
Most families are extremely dysfunctional. We just learn to live with the dysfunction. Most of us grew up being screamed at, called names, beaten, threatened with beating, bullied, have teachers neglect us, look the other way while we're being bullied in school. I mean, all of us grew up with various levels of abuse that we survived, but it affected us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we
and
passed it on.
It's still affecting us.
It's still affecting us. And we're passing it on to the young people that are influenced by us, and we don't even know it. So when they reflect that behavior back to us, I'm like, where'd they get that from? They got it from us. You know, when my students, when I was teaching high school, even grammar school, and they would say cuss words, you know, they say the F word, they throw that out there, and, you know, that's one of the ones that's really supposed to be real bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would just say to them quietly, you want anybody to know how your mother talks to you and yourself? And then they get embarrassed, because I'm not going to say, well, you're freaking out cousin. I know why you're cousin. I know who taught you that.
Mm-hmm.
But you want everybody to know that that's how your mother talks.
Mm-hmm.
And well, they would
yeah.
quiet now after
yeah.
that, because I've made it plain who I'm holding responsible, and they don't want their mother to be ill thought of.
Right.
That is who I hold responsible for your speech, because
right.
that is who teaches you language
right.
and repeats it so that you can pronounce it the way you pronounce it, you
right.
know?
Right.
So we got to look at ourselves. We have to look at ourselves and fix us. Punishing the children for what we made of them is not going to make them better. It's going to make them figure out how to get away with more wrong and not
mm-hmm,
get caught.
Mm-hmm. And they will figure out a way.
We have to instill in them a consciousness of responsibility to the collective body of humanity. We're all connected. We're all affected by what everybody does. So when you have a nice system where
regular people can make money helping people get to where they're going. And all you need is for, you know, people to just be responsible, be respectful for how they treat each other. And everybody can benefit. And then somebody messes it up by deciding to abuse somebody. That destroys the whole system. Now, nobody can trust anybody. People, you know, being inconsiderate. People being dishonest. All it takes is one person to destroy a really a good system. I think the rideshare program is very good.
Right.
It includes, you know, I know so many people who are able to make extra money just because they have a car and they can, you know, sign up for Uber or Lyft and they can drive in their spare time and they can, you know, take care of their bills. And there are a lot of people who don't want to, you know, wait on buses and everything. They would like to have someone come to their house and take them to where they have to go and be able to call and get somebody in the next few minutes. And, you know, it's a good idea to share, but you can't share with people who are selfish and are just looking to victimize someone. That way of thinking is what destroys any good system. Anything that's based on good, somebody who has a corrupted heart will destroy. So that's why we got to fix what's in us. And when we fix that, we'll fall into place. We'll be able to create systems of sharing. We'll be able to create systems that help people get out of the situation they're in. I mean, how many people have said, and how many times Dr. Willie Wilson said, we got all these empty houses, and we got people living on the street. So why don't we get the people who need skills and teach them how to repair houses, and then let them live in the houses.
Right.
So it makes sense. All these empty schools that we shut down, why don't we make them trade schools to teach people so they can do the things that need to be done, like fixing up the houses, and then people can have a house to live in. So simple. What makes that not happen? Well, somebody says, well, how are we going to get paid? Well, I'm not. Well, I need to make money. Well, you're not making money now, and everybody's robbing everybody because they don't have any money. So who's benefiting? Nobody. So when we don't use compassion, everybody loses. There's no win in empty boarded up houses and people sleeping on concrete. Nobody's winning, and then you got to be afraid to walk the street because the people who don't have food and a cold, well, they got to survive. They're going to take from somebody.
Hello.
You run around with a purse, look like you might have money anyway. Snatch your purse and run because they're trying to eat.
Come on now. Because that's exactly what they do. Everybody want to eat.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to starve.
Nobody wants to starve. Nobody wants to freeze to death. It's, what, 20-something degrees today?
Yeah.
In Chicago? This is not weather to be having to sleep on concrete.
No.
And, I mean, you got the bus stations. People used to be able to stay overnight in a bus station. It's an overnight place.
Mm-hmm.
Now they kick you out of your home.
They kick you out.
Your ticket, get out.
They sure do.
Not that you're sitting on this bench is actually hurting anything.
Right.
But I've decided that you're not paying money to ride public transportation, you can't stay here and warm up, get out.
Right.
I'm going to put you out so you can freeze to death on the street. Or then people say, well, okay, we have to do that because we have to keep it safe because they might rob somebody. Well, maybe they would if you just, okay, how would it kill you if you let that person warm up and gave them, you know, a free cup of coffee and a donut or, you know, a piece of fruit, something so they can survive? Then they wouldn't have to try to take from somebody.
Right.
How much does it cost to be compassionate?
Don't cost you nothing.
Cost nothing.
But because we live in a world that tells us, as Tyler Perry said in his movie, the haves and the have-nots.
Mm-hmm.
You are nobody if you don't have what I have.
Right.
So I don't have a place to stay, so that makes me less than.
Makes me lesser than you?
That makes no sense. That makes no sense whatsoever. What kind of thinking is that? Where did that come from?
Why are we allowing that thought to continue? You're of lesser value than me because you don't have what I have.
Right.
You don't have a car, so you're not worthy of my respect. You deserve to freeze because you don't have enough money to buy a place to live for the night. You know, you don't have enough money to buy shelter over yourself. So you deserve however you're suffering because you didn't have enough money you're not a good person because you don't have enough money.
Right.
What kind of twisted thinking is that? Why are we allowing that? What is money other than something somebody made up?
Right.
Not having it doesn't make them, doesn't keep anybody from doing a good deed.
Right. Because that's what we've been brainwashed to think.
My mic's still open.
Yes, it is. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Latif.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, an excellent point, because there's a saying, it's easier to fix a broken child than it is to fix a broken adult. And what we're sharing about is that these people were broken in some point in their life. How do you have something that says public transportation, but the public can't get on there and utilize it?
Okay.
That's kind of like an oxymoron.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a public, it's for the public. But the other part is about homelessness. When I was homeless in Colorado, an elder told me, he says, son, you're never homeless. He says, the earth is your floor. The sky is your ceiling. The trees and the mountains are your walls. You just need a space to put your stuff in. And it made so much sense that that's what we do. We want spaces, because that person that is supposed to be homeless is pushing around everything it owns in the world in that grocery cart.
Yep.
Give that person a space to put their stuff in, and you can begin to create change. And when you're saying taking those houses and turning them into shelters, because those are nothing but tax write-offs for the people who board them up and close them down. The thing that we have to begin to look at is how do we, and we go back to it takes a village. Each one is a part of the village. That person out there sleeping on the ground is part of our village.
Yes.
And we are those people's keepers. How do we allow someone we say that we elect into office and govern us to say that this person is not allowed to have what others have that has taxpaying money? Make that person a taxpayer. Don't make them a taxless payer.
Yes, you are absolutely right. Right on point. That is the voice of Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia, a faithful listener that we so appreciate, because it is the elders who give us the information that we need to keep us moving forward, just like we're moving forward by sharing this information to the next generation. Baba Kwame Sunhorse shares it with us, and we pass it along. And that's what a village does. We share. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to share.
Supposed to share. I mean, just think if we could share in the providing for people's needs. If you have people who need shelter, what if you had people that were put to work in making those shelters? You have people who need food. Well, what if you had more people doing the work to cultivate the ground so that food could grow? I mean, it's not like we don't already have everything we need. We have people who need things. We have people who can do things. We can put them together. So what we have now is a monetary system. So that means if you do something, then somebody with money must pay you, and then you can get the things you need. What about we cut out that middle man, the money?
Yeah.
What about we cut that part out and just directly did what was needed and directly helped people? And we, what if we just did that?
What?
What if we had a system based on everyone cooperating and sharing? And I know I've said this before, just look at bees in a beehive. Nobody's punching the clock, nobody's cashing a check, but everybody works to provide honey for the hive, and everybody's needs are taken care of. Everybody participates in the collective good. There's nothing keeping the human family from doing that. Nothing.
As my Aunt Edna used to say, if you take care of the family will take care of you.
Absolutely.
We have, as she used to say, you know, y'all that went up north and got cityfied, you shame of being country now, because you done went up north and got with the folks who think they have everything and got everything and want to be everything to everybody, but they're soul, the essence of who they are, is lost because they're caught up in consumerism, the haves and the have-nots. But we have a different kind of have-nots, and I want to thank our sister Viata for staying with us this morning. Thank us for staying conscious. Love you, sisters, and love you more. If you did not see the Soul Purpose Healing last night, you got to go back and listen to that on the Female Solution. That was an outstanding show. That's what I love about the Female Solution. These shows make you think. If they do nothing else, you think about the choices that you make on a daily basis and how not it only affects you, but the community in which you live. It's 9:41, but I want to show this video before we leave, Naima. Did I call you Naima? Yeah, Naima. Naima, that's a new one. Someone sent me a text.
You're from the country, right?
Okay, yeah, I am from the country. What can I say? But Naima, I keep getting these texts about the T-shirts. And what I was saying about what Baba Kwame said about how the fashion designers know the truth about what we don't know. So I just want to share this video, and you can go to our YouTube page. Actually, it's on. Well, yeah, I'll put the link on my blog because I can't say a certain word on this page without getting cut off. So you just listen to this very briefly. It's a short video.
But make your vision board. What do you want to see in your life?
Yeah.
What is it that you need to see? The vision. A vision board. Cut out the things that you want to see and put it on a board. Put it on your wall so you look up to what you believe in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. I am this. I have achieved this. I have created. I am. Get your vision board. If you don't do anything else today, do that. And that's from Baba Kwame Sunrise. I need to go update mine too. And put these T-shirts on your vision board, because these T-shirts are affirmations to remind you of your greatness. So every time you look at your, take a picture on your cell phone, post that, because you're posting positive. Yes. See, there's a ton of them on
right.
There. They're all tagged to the Higher Learning Network. Yes, go ahead, Baba
Kwame. And what you're wearing on that T-shirt, the words on there, acclimate with the water in your body, and it energizes you even just wearing it if you overstand what you're wearing.
Wow.
The same thing that Emoto shows us with water. When you put the word love, it will crystallize the water to a higher frequency, and you put on that shirt, and you put on what your body needs, the energy of those words you wear.
Well, that's a good point. Oh, Baba Kwame, what you wear, when you're wearing words on your body, on your clothing,
I didn't hear you.
Okay, Baba Kwame, that was powerful, and it was so powerful, I need you to say it again.
Yeah, and if we want to achieve something, and you believe, if you put a T-shirt on love, and that love is showing on there, it's energizing the water. You wear 70% water, so that means all the water that's flowing inside of you is receiving the word that's on your body. That's why designers put their names and logos, and that's how they stay rich. Vision board. Cut out the things that you want to see and put it on a board. Put it on your wall so you look up to what you believe in.
Yes. Right. Oh. You all get that?
It already exists.
Yes.
I am this. I have achieved this. I've created this. I am.
Get your vision board. If you don't do anything else today, do that. And that's from Baba Kwame Sunrise. I need to go update mine too. And put these T-shirts on your vision board, because these T-shirts are affirmations to remind you of your greatness. So every time you look at your, take a picture on your cell phone, take
co-set because you're posting positivity. And there's a ton of them on
right.
there. They're all tax deductible at higherlearningnetwork.org. Yes, go ahead, Baba Kwame.
And what you're wearing on that T-shirt, the words on there acclimate with the water in your body, and it energizes you even just wearing it if you understand what you're wearing.
Mm.
Wow.
The same thing that Emoto shows us with water. When you put the word love, it will crystallize the water to a higher frequency, and you put on that shirt, and you put on what your body needs, the energy from those words you wear.
Okay, Baba Kwame, that was powerful, and it was so powerful, I need you to say it again.
Yeah, and if we want to achieve something, and you believe, if you put a T-shirt on love, and that love is showing on there, it's energizing the water. We're 70% water, so that means all the water that's flowing inside of you is receiving the word that's on your body. That's why designers put their names and logos, and that's how they stay rich.
Wow. Is that powerful or not?
Yeah.
That is it. That is powerful. Thank you.
I'm going to go put love on all my clothes.
I know that's right. I know that's right, Naima. Remember the movie? Remember the picture with Chuck Woolery, The Love Connection?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's make a love line.
Yeah, see?
The female solution. Yes.
Could I add something?
Yes, please go ahead, Baba Kwame.
Right, and, you know, I sold black art when I was in Chicago. And the thing that a brother artist shared with me is, he says, is that what you put on your walls, your children will look up to, and they will grow up looking up to that. So if we put pictures that look like us on our walls of different people that represents our story and not their story, then that child has a vision that he sees something that looks like him in his home that represents him, and it represents the things to look up to. And
yes.
So these are small subliminal messages, and how they get us to consume is because this is what they do on the television. They give us this vision of wealth and prosperity and greatness through an illusion to interdetain you from bringing out what you were born to do.
Mm-hmm. To interdetain you. Did you hear that?
Entertainers on their walls that don't necessarily stand for anything other than entertainment.
Right.
Just think you had your own ancestors on your wall and had some statements of the great things that they achieved.
Okay.
Who owned a farm and started a business, maybe started a lumber business or something. I mean, you know, our ancestors did some great things. We can find those things. People are looking at their ancestry and going to take DNA tests to find out who they are and who their ancestors were and doing research. You know, put those people up on your wall in a great big frame and put a little plaque under their name and what they did. And, have your children looking at, I agree with Baba Kwame, people need to be looking up at an image that says, I am great because I come from greatness. They need to feel that.
Because they're talking to you all the time, and you got the phone and the radio and the TV, you can't even hear them. That's why we meditate to activate. That's what those T-shirts are all about, remind you of the greatness of the lineage that you come from.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. You got to take time and meditate to activate that connection to that greatness.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Baba.
Yeah, and we have to look. We're talking about transportation and the jitneys and cab service. The Montgomery boycott shows what we can do when we unify to be able to run by those that don't look like us.
Yes, sir.
And who was disrespecting us in the highest way. So you saw there in the Montgomery boycott that 368-something days that they did that not riding that bus.
Yes.
That hurt their pocket. And they
that's
had
a hole
to change.
In their pocket.
Right. And so what – and the same thing can be done. If we decided to say we're not going to call Uber, we're gonna start our own transportation company, or we're going to start riding in our own community cars –
mm-hmm.
or share rides, that would put something into their pot. That would put a hole in their pocket. Mm-hmm. So we've got to look at how do we use our wealth. Our wealth money only stands for my own natural energy yield. Mm-hmm. You as a human being have that energy that yields them their wealth, not the other way around.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, you remember years ago when they were trying to decrease the amount of pollution that cars were making, and they were encouraging people to carpool, and people were doing that, and it was working, and I don't know if they decreased the encouragement of that because people were buying less cars, and they said, "Oh, now we gotta funnel some money to the car industry." I don't know what happened, but we still got a pollution problem. I mean, people still need to share rides, and it's funny, you know, Bob probably talks about when they were sharing rides during the Montgomery bus boycott, and people would just give strangers rides to work. You know, everybody was doing it. It was like a collective decision. We're going to do this. We're going to defeat this bus company.
Yep.
And so everybody was involved. And people, you didn't necessarily know people, but you saw somebody walking to work, pick them up and ride people. And police started stopping and trying to arrest people for giving somebody a ride.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you make that illegal. But, you know, they were trying to thwart that because they understood, hey, we can bankrupt these bus companies because we can just share our car.
Right.
And not against the law.
Nope.
Even though the law tried to make it be against the law, but no, it's not against the law. We can do that same thing now. Like I say, you know, we always have the power to fix whatever problem we have, but the people have to be at a mindset. They have to be spiritually evolved enough to think as a collective. We have to be a part
right.
of a group. To do something positive for everybody. It can't be a thing where, you know, somebody needs a ride and you pick them up and then you figure out how you're going to rob them, or
right.
you get in a car with somebody who trusts you and you figure out how you're going to rob them. That mindset has to go. It's that mindset that really prevents us from solving every problem we have, because we have a solution to every single problem
yes.
we have.
Yes, we do.
That corrupts.
Do you remember?
That thinks selfishly. Creates the fear that you can't trust them. And when we can trust each other, we can do everything. We can put money together. We can put materials together. We can keep each other. We can do everything we need to do to fix every problem. But we have to fix what's broken inside of people, that
mm-hmm.
hurt people, because living in the fear that others won't care, so they have to take. And we have to get rid of whatever it is that makes people think selfishly, because you can't get anywhere by yourself. We can only fix this as a collective. If this was the greatest lesson we should have learned from the enslavement experience, was that we cannot hurt part of us without hurting all of us. The people who made money off of selling their brothers and sisters, well, there was nobody left to defend their village when the people came after them. So we have the whole continent, across the continent, people suffered because of selfishness and greed. That was the lesson for that experience. So if we want to not live in a state of economic distress, we have to learn to think as a collective and share. That will fix every single problem we have.
Yes, it will. Go ahead, Baba.
Yeah, and the thing that we have to remember, because once upon a time, remember when Jobs was saying people that work in the same, that work it for a company, if they live in an area where people that work there, they carpool.
Yes.
Remember, that was the concept of cutting down people, everybody driving their individually driving. They carpool to work, and that way you save. You know, individuals would take different turns in driving on different days to create that, because that was to benefit that corporation, where they knew that they had all their employees at work because of what the. So they're looking, how does it benefit them, but then how does it benefit us?
Right.
And being able to say, you know, you live down the street, you have to go catch the bus, and I can drive you. and we could pick up so-and-so on the way to work, and that other person. So all of us get to work on time, and we begin to pool together to take our collective resources and to build from that.
And
you do it again, and that's what you have to do. I know it's about time for the
growth.
Blog Talk is
going to
be exiting, and
and we're going to be exiting too. So be sure and go and check out the blog. I'll put it in here because I can't say it, and we both know what that's about. But this But people can read, so I'm updating it right now, so you can go to...
Facebook if you need to find.
Yeah, so there it is right there. So all the updates will always be on my blog, so you can see it there. For those who are listening, I'm going to go ahead and say it. We're about to go off the air anyway. Go to zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. I want to thank all of my listeners, all of our viewers, all of those who want to make our community a better place to live. And that community is the human community.
Absolutely.
If you have eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart that opens and closes every time you take a breath, you are part of the human community, and no one is better than the other. It does not matter who you are, where you live, where you work, where you vacation, where you don't work. If you are a CEO of a company, or if you're living on the street under a bridge, you are still part of the human family, and it is our responsibility as the village of this world to make it a better place for all to live. And any final words, Naima?
Well, I believe you said it all, and I think Willie Wilson is out handing out food for those who are in need, and that's the example we need to follow. Whatever you have, share.
Share.
That's all. If we can solve every problem we have in this world, all we have to do
is share, and that is exactly the premise of the Female Solution, and all we do is ask you to what?
This year.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV
Hold on, Baba.
Invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Baba Kwame, did you want to have the last word? We got 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Baba,
just saying to the...
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
For the brothers... For the brothers, this is what brothers stand for. Be real, open, truthful, helping everybody rise spiritually. This is what the men have to become in our communities.
We have
to be real, open, truthful, helping everybody rise spiritually.
And that says it all. Thank you so much, Baba Kwame Sunhorse, and thank you for being a loyal listener and viewer on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show. Make it a great day. Be sure and share this video. And thank you for watching and sharing.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing. Are
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
That's all, folks. Thank you, Baba Kwame Sundowns. We appreciate you.